Welcome to the Rod Squad Women's Fitness Rodcast with Rod Cortizo, who's been helping women transform their health and figure for over 20 years. Here, you'll get easy to implement, realistic, and sustainable changes you can make to improve your health and fitness and make the change permanent. This is for women who want to be their best, the fittest, strongest, and leanest at any age. Enjoy. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Rod Squad Women's Fitness Rodcast featuring Rod Cortizo.
Hello.
And I'm Kate, here to help out today. We're going to talk about weightlifting for women. So this is a really important topic because it's literally everything that we're about. And Rod, you were with clients this morning training them, women of all ages, like from their 20s all the way up to 70 years old.
In one session.
Yeah, yep. Which is crazy. Yep. Doing weightlifting and getting in crazy shape and crazy fit and crazy strong. So what was the vibe like this morning?
Oh my gosh, as usual, like top. Everyone focus on, you know, achieving their goals. But not only that, you know, having fun in the meantime, you know, as you get stronger, there's also a joy involved with getting strong. So it's very good, you know, it builds your confidence in other areas of your life. Basically,
yeah.
You know, when you start making progress and beating your PRs, you know, your personal records, you get jazzed up, and you know, it is, it's self-esteem boosting in a way too. So that's very exciting.
It's empowering.
Definitely empowering. Yes.
So tell us why women need to lift weights.
Well, everyone should be lifting weights, but especially women, because ever since the age 30, there is a steady decline in muscle, natural decline in muscle mass from that time on, called sarcopenia. And the only way to stop that, you need to reverse it by gaining and actively look for increasing your lean muscle mass, your tone muscle mass. Mm-hmm. You know, that should be your priority in terms of when you're talking about your lifting and exercising. You want to build healthy muscles. And the only way to stop that loss, that natural loss of bone mass called sarcopenia, is to gain to prevent the losing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, very important.
So we're lifting weights for health reasons.
Well, yes. Well, aesthetics also, obviously, you know, if you're getting constantly better and better into your deep squats, you know, lifting, you know, properly with safety in mind first, but going heavier and heavier, you know, within control, making sure that you're safe. And you keep making progress, you're going to get a nicer butt. You're going to get more tone and stronger looking and youthful legs, obviously. Shapely, it's not only just the muscle, but the shape of it. It's a wonderful thing for, you know, your aesthetics. You know, you go to the beach, you put a bikini on, you're more toned, more sculpted, more firm. Mm-hmm. And that's just, even if you don't lose the weight, but if you're squatting properly and shooting for the progressive overload, you know, always getting stronger in each exercise, or at least applying yourself a little bit more. And that's how you can just keep getting stronger and stronger. And the stronger you get, the stronger your bones, because they go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. Because sarcopenia is cousins with osteopenia, and osteopenia leads to osteoporosis later on in life, which most women don't even think about it because they're young enough and they're like, oh, what the heck? I don't need to think about it. But what you're not doing right now, it's going to cause you trouble later on in life. Mm-hmm. So if you're not getting into those deep, within reason and, you know, control and safe, then if you're not performing these exercises on a regular basis, looking into paying attention on the littlest increments that you go week after week and promoting that continuous progress, then you're missing out on a lot, and you may most likely have to deal with osteoporosis later on. Just think about the granny hump.
Mm-hmm.
right? As they
not
hunch
attractive.
Over.
Not attractive. Attractive at all.
But the granny hump really starts at 30. Think about that. I know you're 40. You don't even have that. Even at 50. But by 50, it starts looking like you're starting to have that. But it starts way back then. Way back when you never decided to go lifting. By age 30, you stop laying out bone mass. And your density starts disintegrating from then on. Microscopically small, but over the course of time, that's how you lose your bone mass, because you're losing your muscle mass, lean muscle, quality muscle. As you know, we like to talk about the quality of the muscle, not the size of the muscle.
Yeah.
Which we talked about in the other episodes. Clean, lean, fit, beautiful muscles, not fat within muscle tissue, which that can occur, especially if you're not projecting, you're going in a trajectory of muscle development, the healthy muscle tone development.
Mm-hmm. And so this can work for women of all ages, right? Because
yeah.
You just said something about like going to the beach and looking toned in a bathing suit. Even if you didn't lose weight, if you're lifting, it can work for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, this, we're talking about the aesthetics, but also mm-hmm. about the health aspects of it. And there's also the mental. Mm-hmm. Beware of the woman who keeps working on a deep squat. Really, because that translates into other aspects, because a lot of the women who have lifted before come to us, but not lifted the way we promote,
yeah.
like not leaving anything left in the tank, do given that you have proper form, proper breath, hold the breath right, expand your chest and your low abdomen and contracting and all the cues and the things that are necessary for to allow you to squat deep, hard, with control, so you're safe, but continuously pushing a little bit harder so you can just keep making progress. And that just translates to confidence and so many other aspects. And as I was saying, the mental part of it, because once you keep breaking your PRs or your PB, your personal best, there is something that comes with it that is very empowering. And you look back a few weeks, even just a few weeks ago, and you're like, what? I've lifted that much more with control, and the effort is almost about the same, mm-hmm. but you just keep making gains week after week. I have not seen anyone for over a year make a plateauing, because just the way that the sequence that we work out these exercises, and it's just a magic for bone density, health. And as well as strength. And it's empowering mentally, because you feel like a badass, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Women, they feel like, you see these women in their 50, they whether they lifted or not, and then you see them making progress. You should see their face. It's gratifying for me, just that part alone, to see when they're racking and they're like, yes. They might not say it, but they have that bright smile in their face. And you can see, like, you...
They're like, hell yes, I just did that.
Yes, that's me. This is who I am. And then it goes into the other aspects of their lives, because you're like, you know, I didn't know I could lift that much.
Yes.
And they also wonder, what else can I do?
Yeah.
Like, outside of the fitness world, wow, I can achieve. And I always tell them, girls, you got so much more potential than you even have any clue about. You have so much more strength than you would never dream of.
Yeah.
So this translates into, you know, other aspects of, you know, whether it's your love life, whether it's your business, whether it's your just whatever endeavor.
Yeah. And so you mentioned form a couple times.
Uh-huh.
So let's get into that. Like,
oh, wow.
Well, first of all, what are some of the top weightlifting exercises that all women should perform? And then later after that, we can talk about what are the exercises that you see most people in the gym are performing incorrectly?
Okay. You just asked me three questions.
Yeah, yeah.
I need to answer one at a time, because uh-huh. I do not have a pen and paper here to write those down. What was your question? The first question.
Okay. What are the top lifting exercises they need to do?
Of course. The queen of all lifts. I call it the queen of all lifts.
Mm-hmm.
The back squat. The squats that you know, if you're a beginner, you don't start with anything on your back. It's just body weight, perhaps even holding on to something just to give you the confidence to go low.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it doesn't matter whether or not you use weight or not. You should always aim for depth. Only go as heavy as you can go low, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So whether you're holding on or you have a bar on your back with weights, you need to focus on control and depth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so when you're doing a squat, you're going slow. It's a slow, controlled movement.
Well, I would try to do 2-to-1 ratio in speed. If it takes you 1 second to come back up, it should take you 2 seconds on the way down. If it takes 2 seconds to rise back up, then take 4 seconds on the way down. Show control at the bottom most, because that's where your muscles are going to be engaged the most, and that's where the work it really is. Please don't do like these people do it at the gym, which ties in into the other questions. What are the common mistakes you see people doing? Quarter squatting. Please don't do quarter squat. Mm-hmm. At least not around me.
Yeah, so what is it? Should their thighs be parallel to the floor? Should they be even lower than that?
That's minimum. Perhaps beyond parallel. When you break power, I try to promote beyond parallel, which just means your thigh is parallel to the floor, perhaps even deeper. So your hips a little bit, so you see a little crease at the bend of the hip in your clothes. It's perhaps you're a little bit lower. And if you do have the flexibility, as I highly promote, we can do ass to grass. Yeah, we can go low as you can, given that you have proper form and you're able to brace your core nice and stiff. So you're able to squat low, upright, and knees over toes, who cares? You're going low as long as you have good posture. This is the way I squat. I limit the grit output, the how much weight I can actually lift, because I'm going that low as opposed to like just the parallel. Like a power move. It's more like borrowing a little bit from the Olympic weight lifting training for your squats. Ass to grass, nice and low. That works for me. And whoever has the flexibility, I'm going to recommend them to do that, given that you have good form and good positioning. Mm-hmm. Positioning is a big thing that 100% of the people who go in there have no clue. And they've been working with personal trainers for years.
Yes, I hear that like every day.
There you go. They have no idea how to back squat, because it is a very complex, although very effective, and you must spend time to master it. Even under my supervision, it takes some time for you to actually embrace all the little steps. It's a complex exercise, but it's worth your time invested. But you know, people work, it's just very complex. A lot of personal trainers don't even know how to do it because you're so busy. Oh no, you can hurt your back. And then what they say, it's just they put their clients on a leg press machine, and they'll put their clients on the leg extension and a Smith machine because it's nice and steady and all the excuses in the book. And I'm like, seriously, I got women in their 70s. I got women still teenagers, and they're squatting the same way. Why aren't you? Anyway, that's just one of my things against the whole industry. Yeah. Why don't women back squat regularly?
Yeah.
Build your back squat. The queen of all lifts.
Okay. And what are the main exercises that are benefiting when you do a back squat? Really good for your back. It's good for your core. It's
goodness.
For your quads.
Yeah. Just think about the compressive force that you put in on your spine, like vertebrae, like your spine, one vertebrae on top of the other. Just imagine if you don't have that healthy stress by compressing them because you have a bar on your back. Just look how weak each bone can get because you're not putting, again, that conscious, healthy demand on those bones to respond so they can get stronger and stiffer and healthier. So you can, you know, have a better posture, have more confidence, and just like, you know, fight off osteoporosis later on in life. Again, it might be something you don't think about, but it'll come to you if you don't prevent it.
Yeah, but from this one exercise alone, like your whole body is going to feel leaner and stronger and better.
Well, yes, because you're working all the, you know, bottom line, metabolism is muscle. Muscle is metabolism. When people wonder, oh, my metabolism is slowing down. No, honey, you have been losing muscle ever since age 30. So now you're 40, 50, whatever. And now you notice it because you have lost so much muscle, we replaced it with fat weight. Mm-hmm. So no, yeah, that works the main muscles of your body together, like the glutes, the quads, even the calf, and some of your hamstring, and all in conjunction as well, all the extensors of your spine, all those long muscles that you have. And if you squat correctly, even your lats getting involved, because if you want to really stiffen your spine, you contract and you suck in your lats in, as well as your abs. You have to contract your abs after you make room for you to expand, you know, your breath, your diaphragmatic breath, which is, you know, breathing into your low abdomen, locking it in with your abs to make your spine stiff. The analogy I usually use is, you know, in a plane, you have those neck pillows that you have to blow air into just to keep your neck upright when you're at the plane. This is kind of like the same thing you want to do with your spine, protect it so you're safe, so you can work your hardest and the deepest with the best control ever. And you're working your abs, you're working your lats, but mainly your glutes, your quads, inner thigh, believe it or not, and some of your hamstrings all into one. Obviously your calves, and especially if you're going super low, you're working your calves too. It's like a must do. Women, you're listening, don't skip your back squats.
Okay, enough that's said. Just one. Yeah. What else? What are the other top exercises?
Well, hip thruster, if you want to develop your glutes, and it's an important one. That also helps your back squat if you're, especially at the lockout, when you come up, when you're trying to stand up, it helps you to summer more glutes, more muscles to help you move the bar with more confidence upward once you're at the bottom. That's a wonderful exercise, and I don't see hardly anyone performing this correctly anywhere.
Yes.
Because these people, they just think about, I don't feel it. Let's keep adding more and more weight. The more and more weight you add, you're just taking away from the mind-muscle connection with the muscle that you must develop it for you to target that muscle. You know, I mean, we can't really show you form here, but most women don't scoop out their glutes. They don't hunch over forward enough. They let their head drop, all these things. They're either too narrow, too wide, or they're just like, they're thinking about motion. They're not thinking about muscle.
Mm-hmm.
When you focus on the muscle, your glutes only gives you like maybe 3 inches or more of range of motion. You see these women carrying a ton of weight, go bouncing up and down with no mind-muscle connection. Mm-hmm. That is a bad, it's not that it's bad. It's still targeted indirectly, but it's mostly quads. And there are so many other wonderful exercises to focus on the quads. If you're doing a hip thruster, please focus on your glutes. Put the main emphasis in the glutes. And it's not about the motion. It's about the muscle, mind-muscle connection. A quick little squeeze and just like, you know, fully engage it and take it to failure. That's a safe muscle. You can work out until that muscle, you can't move anymore and numb until it's numb. So yeah, you want the glutes, you gotta work for them.
Yeah. Okay. That's really good. That is one of the exercises that I think we see the most, like even on social media, people are just always doing it wrong.
Oh yeah. They have a ton of weight because they're not doing it right. So they don't feel it. And then they have to keep adding weight.
Yeah.
That goes with some other exercises too.
And the other thing too is like with the hip thruster, they're like, oh, I'm doing this to build my booty, but they're actually building their quads,
yeah,
squats too, because they have the wrong form.
Yeah.
I think we should do a series like on Instagram with a couple of these exercises with you demonstrating.
Yeah, could be.
People, and follow us on Instagram so you can see.
Yeah, we'll and that. Even worse, like I see not only with big weights, and then they also do plates. How are you going to do a hip thruster with plate? Oh, it works the same. It does not. The plate is being rested in between your belly and your thigh. You're not able to thrust the hip. It's a thruster. It's not an up and downer. It's mm-hmm. a thruster. You have to squeeze. Kind of like when you see a dog tucking its tail when it's afraid. This is what you got to do while lying on your shoulder blades. Chin to chest, round your back, and all you do is just tuck your butt in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No one gets this right. I mean, I only seen one person and I'm like, I almost felt like, oh man, congratulations. I made it like to clap. I'm like, no one gets this exercise.
Yeah. Right. So you should have the bar across your hips, not a plate.
Not a plate, not a bag, or, you know, whatever. Yeah. But, you know, it's better than nothing, right?
Yes, it is.
Any exercise that I might be tearing down, it's better than nothing. Well, if you're doing something that's going to lead to injury, then it's better to do nothing. Because guess what? When you're injured, you'll be doing nothing for a while.
And that's the problem with a lot of these exercise fads, where they're doing these types of exercises really quickly, like CrossFit and things like that. Mm-hmm.
Not just CrossFit, but a lot of fitness studios.
Yeah, a lot of fitness studios have you doing, okay, now we're going to squat. Now we're going to do these different things really quickly,
under
as fast
timer,
as you can.
I'm like, we don't have timer in raw squat. It's all about
we don't even have a timer. Yeah.
I don't even believe you should be working with a timer, unless you're an athlete. You need to increase your metabolic conditioning, which is very specific for certain sport, and it's not even with the intention of building a certain specific muscle and stuff. It's just so you can respond better for your sport. Other than that, you shouldn't be doing anything all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean,
just listen,
counting, having a clock going for you,
So. Yeah. Okay. What other exercises? So we have the squat, the hip thruster.
There are so many, but I'm just going to save time and just
list a couple.
Yeah. List a couple.
What are they?
Anything for your shoulders that will broaden your shoulders to make your waist look smaller. Women think, oh, but I don't want my shoulders smaller. But you want your waist smaller, don't you? So if you are working in a way that you are developing those muscles, especially the back muscles, the V shape, okay, these muscles are designed to be like a V. So upside down V. So when they come down, they're tapering down and giving you an illusion when you build these muscles of your waist looking smaller and shaping smaller. So your lats, you must work your lats. Mid row or over row, as we call under row, like a narrow row for the lower lats. Lat pull down for the upper. So anyway, there are different exercises. Just focus on your lats to make your waist look smaller. But you know what? A lot of people don't focus on that because they can't see it in the mirror unless they're like posing and they know how to pop them out in front of the mirror. You don't really see those muscles. You can feel them. But guess what? Everyone can see that muscle and it looks very attractive when you're developing it, very feminine. So not many people don't think, building muscle is not feminine. Yes, it is. If you're doing bicep curls and try to get bulgy biceps, it's not going to make you look feminine. How you doing, if you're going to do shrugs and, why do you need bigger traps? Why do you, why do you need to do so hardcore abs to build a thick waistline with muscle? Because that's what happens when you do a lot of abs or hard with weight. Why don't you want to look and lift and build feminine muscle? You need to be building muscle anyway to rescue your metabolism. You might as well target the muscle that will make you look even more feminine, regardless of your fat loss. We all want smaller waist. I don't care what the program is. I don't care what the goal is. We all want small waist. So train things that make your waist look small. Building your glutes, make your waist look small. Losing the body fat, this is what we want. Across the board, you don't want to be fat because it's unhealthy. I'm not talking about unsightly only, unhealthy. But make your waist look smaller, more trim. The more you do that, the healthier it is, the more youthful you're going to look, more attractive. And just it's been the most beautiful thing in women throughout the centuries. From the corset to the shoulder pads to whatever it is, or even now the bigger booty, you don't want a bigger booty and a thicker waist. It doesn't look good. It's not the booty, it's the waist. So you might not even grow that much of a booty, but if you get your waist smaller, your booty is going to look better. Mm-hmm. It's all about the waist. Don't make a mistake about it. So everything that you need to be building, you need to be building to make the waist either by illusion, right? By perspective. So you build here and up here on your lats and shoulders and tapering it down to a smaller waist because you're not going to do bulky exercises, exercise to bulk your waist. To make it look smaller. Building your legs, the same thing. It's going to make your waist look smaller. Right? And same thing with your glutes. So it's a wonderful way to do. Not the bicep, not the big tricep, not the big arms, not the big traps that it's necessary. So, but obviously, you should be striving to lose more and more body fat from your waist, because it's going to make those muscles stand out even more and make you even look more feminine.
Yeah, and this is why you need to follow a program that's specifically developed for women.
I would say so, yeah. Because I see a lot of women at the gym working out with their brothers, their boyfriends and stuff, and they're doing stuff wrong. They do a lot of the stuff wrong. Like they're not getting the, what is wrong? Not getting the most out of the time invested. Mm-hmm. And something that can lead to injury. That's wrong. It's good. It's right that you're out there and exercising. It's better than not exercising. But again, got to be careful. If you're doing something that's hurting yourself, then I tell you, it's not the thing for you.
Yeah. We have a lot of women that I talk to that want to do our program, but they're like, oh, but I want to work out with my husband or my boyfriend. We like working out together. And then they're the ones that are concerned about getting bulky.
Oh, yeah.
You're concerned about getting bulky because you're doing a co-ed program.
Well, your boyfriend, husband, son, they're not going to get down on the floor and do some booty band or booty burn or even hip thruster or all these exercises that targets. Oh, they don't want to squat, push their knees out with the focus on the outer glutes. And they don't want to know that. Most men don't even want to work out their legs. Needless to say, you know, glutes per se. Yeah. I'm not saying all men, most men, 90+% wouldn't want to do it. I do it, you know. I know the benefits, the health benefits for your low back, for your spine, for your figure, for your health. And it helps me squat deeper and stronger. Then it's an exercise. It's something I address. Plus, I teach women's fitness. So,
You lead by example.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, too. Yeah.
You have to know what you're teaching.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so I think that you gave us a lot of really good information here mm-hmm. about why we need to lift weights, why we need to follow a female-specific program, and mm-hmm. some of the exercises that we need to focus on and how to do them a little bit better. Without seeing you actually perform these exercises, it's hard. But again, we'll try to do a series on Instagram for you girls so you can see him demonstrating these, and that can go along with this podcast. But I think a really good takeaway that I want to leave them with is it doesn't matter how old you are and it doesn't matter what your starting point is. Like if you haven't exercised in 20 years and if you've never done squats or deadlifts or hip thrusters, like you don't even know what we're talking about, this is still for you. You can still do this. It's still important for everyone because I know that this can be intimidating for a lot of women. Like if you've never spent time in the weight section, which is known as like the guy section of the gym, then you're like, what are they even talking about? That's why you need to work with somebody like us to teach you. But you can start from square one. The key is just to start.
Yeah, what you're really saying is like it doesn't matter who you are and how old you are. You can always progress. Can you squat down? Can you sit at the toilet? Can you sit in your car? Then you can squat. Then you can start making progress from there. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're that debilitated that you can even squat in the toilet, I mean, then we are in trouble. But can you go in the toilet? Then good. You're good to go and you're going to make progress and you're going to be getting stronger week after week. So it's for everyone.
Yep. Okay. Anything else you want to add?
Other than going specific about all the shoulder exercises that you should be working and how you target it so you're not really getting too much from the arms, because we don't want to bulk up the arms. You want to keep the arms nice and tone for women, but you don't want to really girth. But, you know, this would be the subject for a different podcast to go more into details.
Let's go into detail about one particular exercise. And I want to talk about this one because this one is the most memorable and shocking for me when I started Rod Squad, mm-hmm. which is the shoulder press.
Oh, that?
Yes, Rod. And I hear this from everyone that joins the Rod Squad too. Like women, like remember Julie when she first joined, she's in the 7:30 class. This woman had been working with a personal trainer for years. And then this was one of the exercises that she mentioned. She's like, oh my gosh, I've been doing this wrong for all these years. So for years she was doing a certain weight. Like let's say she was doing a shoulder press with 25 pounds in each hand. And then now with Rod's proper form, all of a sudden she could only do 10 pounds in each hand because she's hitting different muscles and realizing that she had the wrong form all this time.
Well, yeah, this is just one of the exercises, but I'm just going to speak in general about the shoulders.
Okay.
Because you have three main different muscles there on the shoulder, forming the shoulder cap, which is an essential one for you to develop to give you that trim of waist. And it just looks beautiful when in a spaghetti strap. And it's very, very, very jovial looking muscles, which, by the way, muscle is the organ of youth, right? So let's not forget that. Building muscle means, yeah, doing something that old people don't have.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, it really comes down to specificity. So if you are constantly trying to target these muscles, they are small. They are deconditioned. They just kind of like go along for the ride and help out a little bit here and there. They don't know how to work by themselves. So whenever you start an exercise, you're immediately not going to feel it, because even though you're trying to target them, because you have other muscles that are going to help. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, this is too light. But if you take your time and build that mind-muscle connection, which basically means know what the muscle looks like, how they need to move, and then you feel it, that is called the mind-muscle connection. So you're almost able to predict how it's going to feel before you even lift. Or if someone else is doing it, you can almost feel it for them, because you know exactly how to fine-tune and target that one muscle by itself. Trust me, that one muscle by itself cannot handle a lot of weight. It is tiny weight. Of course, over time, you get a little stronger, you lift more, but that should not be the point. You should have major mind-muscle connection with those muscles. I'm not talking about a back squat, a flat press, a decline, or a deadlift, which is another main beautiful exercise that I have all the ladies performing in a very different way than any other studios or most people out there, I can't tell you all the exercises in one podcast. We would be here for 5 hours. So, but going back to the shoulder, we want that finesse. This is what you want to think, a finesse. When you're trying to dig in for those muscles, you want to feel the muscle, not feel the strength, because you're trying to wake them up first and then single them out. And that's why women, when they come to us and they feel like, oh my gosh, I felt silly picking up a 2 pound, a 3 pound, a 4 pound dumbbell for the lateral raise or reverse fly or something for the back of the shoulder, which is, by the way, actually a more just as impressive as the side of the shoulder. It's the back of the most neglected muscle on our body is the back of the shoulder. It's the muscle that you don't see, so you may not care, but it's a wonderful looking muscle that you have it on your shoulder that shapes and sculpts out that whole area, and it closes out that beautiful rounded shoulder. And
we don't see it. You don't see it yourself in the mirror, but everybody else sees it.
Yeah, but you know, you can feel it if you touch it and you look at it in the mirror. You can actually see it. But but anyway, in that case, it's a muscle that helps that one side muscle stand out more, a little to the side, which gives you that hourglass. Girls, it's about the hourglass. You want the hourglass. You don't want to be building thick core and, you know, have flat shoulders and big arm. I mean, seriously, how attractive is that? Women doing bicep and tricep, not majorly focusing on their shoulders to broaden that out just a little bit more to bring their waistline to be trimmer. I mean, really. And then you're going to do like the CrossFit girls. I mean, which is, you know, it's a different category, but you know, you can see those women doing all those ab exercises, those scrunches and stuff, and they're like lean on the low, on the single digits, perhaps body fat, you know, with major abs, like 6-8 pack in the competition, but they're so thick. When they have a shirt on, it looks like they're pregnant because they have so much muscle there. Mm-hmm. So one of those things you might want to avoid too.
Okay.
All these shoulders, just think about feel. Don't think about form. Don't think about weight. Think about finesse and dig in. I mean, I wish I could demonstrate it in here right now, but, you know, eventually maybe on YouTube or something, we're going to have a series of, you know, how to help people out there. But it's in our legacy, so you get to learn if you want to work out either out of the house or out of your own gym. And you're not close enough to us that you can join us and learn it the right way and, you know, achieve your goal, you know, your fitness excellence once and for all.
Yeah, our online programs all have demonstrations of Rod teaching you how to perform all these exercises properly. So if you're interested in any one of those online programs, just go to rodsquad.com, and we have a list of different services there. But we also have the one-on-one coaching if you want to have a personalized plan developed just for you to totally transform your health and figure. Then Rod's got your back. Just email us, info@rodsquad.com. We'll give you all the details. If you have any questions about what program is right for you, we're here to help. Anything else you want to add?
I could go on and on as usual, but let's save for the next episode.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see you guys next time. Thanks for joining us. Please leave us a review. Let us know what you like and don't like so we know what to give you more of in future episodes.
Yeah. And don't forget to share it with a friend that might benefit from this.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
pass it along. Share the wealth.
See you next time.